All right, Dolores, if I could get your last name.
Caldeeron.
I'm sorry, you said Caldeeron.
Ron.
R-O-N.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and a good address for you.
P.O. Box 24538, Tampa, Florida 33623.
And then a good email.
It's going to be my first name, Dolores, period. My last name, Caldeeron, at bellcorp.com.
That was bellcorp.com.
Yes, B-E-L-L, corp, C-O-R-P.com.
Okay, and a good phone number for you.
It's going to be 1-800-282-6882, extension 1223.
And you do give us permission to send you emails?
Yes, ma'am.
And the time of the accident?
Let me go to the police report. It was on 10:51 in the morning.
And a brief description of what happened.
Okay, let me go to the narrative. It says that Unit 1 was backing out of the driveway at 2576 University Avenue when they struck Unit 2, who was legally parked at the unoccupied on the north side of the 1200 block of University Avenue. Says here Unit 1 was cited for failure to maintain control. So the Amazon driver was cited.
So the Amazon driver was the one backing out of the driveway and hit the claimant?
Yep.
And the claimant was legally parked?
Yep. And the Amazon driver got a citation.
And the address to where this occurred?
Okay, let me look and see what they got on the... It says here it was at 2576 University Avenue. My driver was legally parked and unoccupied.
What's the city and state? I'm sorry, the city.
Hey, let me see if they got it on here. It was on DUBUQUE, Iowa.
The zip code?
I don't know the zip code.
Okay.
It's not on there.
The Amazon vehicle was a 2021 Ford Transit.
Yes.
Do you know the damages to the Amazon vehicle?
Let me see what they got, if they have it on the police report. It just says approximate repairs for the Amazon is $1,000.
Okay, and do you have the driver's name?
Yes, the driver that was driving that vehicle, first last name is Thomas, first name Calvin with a C, and the middle initial is J.
Is there any contact information for him on there?
Yes. 567 LORAS Boulevard, apartment 3. And is in the same town that the accident occurred, Iowa. Zip code is 520001.
And email or phone number.
They don't have his phone number, they have his date of birth and his driver's license.
What's the driver's license
And
number?
but we have his phone number. The driver's license number is 648 A like apple, W like whiskey, 9095.
In the
Out of
issuing
the state of
state,
Iowa.
okay. And the year, make, and model of the vehicle, that was it.
Okay, let me give you that. Hold on. It's a 2012 Chevy Malibu.
You have a plate or VIN number?
Yes, I have the plate number. N like Nancy, L like Larry, H like Harry, 104, out of Iowa. And the VIN number is 1 girl, 1 Z like zebra, C like Charlie, 5 E like Edward, 04. C like cat, F like fox, 107, 261.
In the owner's name.
The last name is T Hill and the first name Paul. Oh, that's his middle initial T. So his last name is Hill. Paul T Hall.
And do you have
I
any
mean
contact
Hill.
information for him? Address, email, or phone number?
Sure, he lives. I have a phone number and I have a address, 2557 University Avenue, same town where the accident happened, Iowa, 52001. And then his contact is a cell phone number, 563-590-5800.
And the damages to the vehicle.
It's all the left side.
And there was no one driving, correct?
No.
And do you have a police report number?
Sure, let me get it. It is 2024 dash 001910.
And the police department that came
Let me
out?
see what. Yeah, let me see who. Is that the town where they live at? Police department.
And is there a specific officer that they spoke with?
Yeah, it says Officer Bailey Paulson.
Bailey, Bailey.
Yes. And the last name is Paulsen. And his badge number is 59.
Were there any witnesses?
No.
Right, this does conclude this claim. Give me one moment to get the claim number.
Sure.
Claim number is going to be X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash O as in Oscar, R as in Robert, C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, dash 24, dash 03749.
Okay.
The adjuster's name is going to be Pepsi, like the soda. Last name spelled
Oh, okay.
K as in kite, H O U A N as in Nancy, L as in Larry, A K as in kite.
Okay, and the phone number?
I'm going to give you the email first. The email is
Okay.
going to be, I'm going to spell it out for you. P as in Paul, H, E, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, A, K as in kite, H, O, N as in Nancy, E, dot, K as in kite, H, O, U, A, N as in Nancy, L as in Larry, A, K as in kite, at, X as in X-ray, claims, dot claims. Both claims are going to be plural.
Okay.
Phone number 814-885-4398. And did you need to be transferred over?
And you said, let me verify the email. Claims dot claims at
No, ma'am. The
use the
name that
number
I
at.
spelled out for you.
Xclaims dot claims
So it's going to be the first name that I spelled out with the P, dot the last name that starts with the K, at xclaims dot claims.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Could you transfer me?
Yes, ma'am. If she does not answer, just leave a voicemail for a callback.
Sure. You have a great day. Thank you for
You
helping me
too.
out.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.